Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, with a podcast dedicated to a very special craft this morning, and that is the craft of letter carriers.
That's where I made my bones.
That's where I initially got my start, in the post office. And this morning,
School
I want to dedicate
Hard Knocks.
About 15 minutes as I share some valuable information with the letter carrier craft. Good morning, National Association of Letter Carriers Worldwide. My name is Kenneth Hodge, and I want to share some information with you this morning. Now, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to drop this information to you over Biggie Beat, because it takes me back to the time when I actually was responsible for letter carriers. And what I want to do today is I want to read you a service talk that I'm sure a lot of you are not aware of. And the only reason why I say that is I work in Citygate, and I'm in constant contact, well, not constant, but everyday contact with letter carriers from the Gahanna unit. And as I ask a question as far as two things we're going to talk about this morning, and that's are you getting service talks, and what is the 701 rule? And again, those are two items that are very important right now. So I'm going to share that information on this podcast. I'm certain many of you knew what it was that I'm talking about, because you're receiving your service talks and you've been around long enough to understand the 701 rule. But for those letter carriers who are not aware of what I'm speaking of, let's spend a few moments today and let's talk about it. Again, I only put this information out as an attempt to be helpful. Again, I've worked in every craft through work or through supervision in the Postal Service, so I think I'm qualified to share information, whether you choose to accept it. Naturally, that's always a choice you make. Let's talk about the mandatory stand-up talk for March 23rd. See, I always like to try to set a table before I prepare a meal. So before we start talking about 701 and service talks, let me say to the delivery supervisor, again, please don't accept this as I am encroaching on your right to supervise, or you think I'm talking about something I don't know. To you, I say, I know your job is more than difficult enough. Add to that, you now come to work some days with half the number of carriers than you have routes. Or if you have 20 routes, you have 10 carriers. So I understand that you're going to be preoccupied with a lot of things, and your training has taught you, if you got a chance to share information or move the mail, you move the mail. So I get that. So don't look at, because I'm going to do a few podcasts of the letter carriers, don't look at this as me trying to show what you didn't do. Look at this as me lending a helping hand. Mandatory stand-up talk for March 23rd, 2020. Now, I am a mail handler, and we receive this service talk, but I'm willing to bet you some letter carrier somewhere will hear this for the first time right now, and I'm going to read it verbatim. Letter carriers, COVID-19 response and prevention. The safety and well-being of our employees is our highest priority as we continue to provide our essential services as a part of the nation's critical infrastructure. As we recognize the increasing concern of letter carriers interacting with customers, in addition to following recommended guidance and strategies from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, aka CDC, below are additional measures to protect the health of our carriers. First bullet point. Temporary modification of the requirements for customer to sign on the glass of the MDD and signatures on domestic return receipts, Form 3811. When making deliveries of items requiring customer signatures, letter carrier will record the customer name and then print their initials, route number, and C-19 for the customer. And again, you should have received a stand-up talk on that called Customer Signature Service. It was one of the C19 stand-up talks. Next bullet point. Shared vehicles should have frequently touched surfaces, clean using sanitizing wipes for disinfectants. Refer to stand-up talk, keeping your vehicle clean, for detailed instructions. So that's at least two stand-up talks you should have had already. Refrain from using doorbells. Knock on the customer's door and avoid areas that may be frequently touched. Social distancing when delivering mail, parcels, or accountable items. Allow extra space, 6 feet or more if possible, between you and the customer. If there are delivery points on your route where social distancing recommendations are difficult to follow, please advise your supervisor so alternate delivery methods can be explored. Lastly, you are reminded to always cover your mouth when sneezing or coughing using your elbow or a tissue, and then discard the tissue. Be vigilant in using hand sanitizer, washing your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds during breaks, lunch, and whenever possible during the course of your workday. Also, avoid touching your face to the extent possible. Now, it just says, thank you for your attention, but this was part of mandatory service talks. And I hope letter carriers everywhere got that. If not, please share this podcast, because this information is important, because this is a drastic change from what you're used to doing every day. And because it is a drastic change from what you're used to doing every day, it is going to take you longer to now do what it is you did yesterday. And we have to be aware of this so that we can remind management of this, so they understand what took me 4 hours yesterday might take me 4 hours and 15 minutes today, and that continues to build as we add more safety precautions to our job. Now, at some point, we're going to get comfortable with the precautionary measures that we take, and we're going to, the work method will kind of even itself out, but that time is not right now. The next thing I want to share with the letter carriers is the 701 rule. And the 701 rule can be found in the Employee Labor Relations Manual, section 432.53, City Carriers 701 rule. Now, I want to read to letter carriers a decision that was signed by the Vice President Labor Relations for the United States Postal Service, Douglas Tolino, and also signed by Frederick V.
Rolando,
President of National Association of Letter Carriers. So it is applicable, but you have to be aware so that you know how to stand up for your rights. For the 60-day duration of this memorandum of understanding, the parties agree that the Postal Service will institute the use of Employee and Labor Relations Manual ELM, section 432.53, City Carriers 701 rule. A city letter carrier who actually works more than 7 hours but less than 8 hours of a regular scheduled day will, upon his or her request, be officially excused from the completion of the 8-hour tour and will still credit it with 8 hours of work time for pay purposes. Any hours not worked between the 7th and 8th hour of a regular scheduled day pursuant to ELM 432.53 are included in an employee's regular rate of pay pursuant to the ELM 443.212 paragraph G. All delivery service supervisors are reminded that city letter carriers should not be excused under the 701 rule unless they have completed their routes and cannot be assigned to any available work in the same wage level. Local management at all delivery units must re-emphasize to all city letter carriers that they must apprise their supervisor of their desire to clock out prior to completing completion of a full 8-hour workday, minus time covered by the 5-minute leeway rule. The parties will revisit this issue immediately prior to the MOU's expiration to determine if extension is appropriate. Now, this MOU was signed on
March 23rd, 2020, and it is in effect for 60 days, which brings us up to May 23rd, 2020. Just make yourself aware and be advised of the changes that are coming down that's going to affect your workday. So as I read this MOU, and it is my understanding that a letter carrier who completes their round, whatever that round may consist of these days, if you complete that in 7 hours in one unit, you can be allowed to go home and not have to work a full 8-hour day. But also, there's a paragraph in there that is very specific. And when it talks about you going home, it talks about there not being any work in the craft in which you work in. In other words, if there is pivots,
I haven't used that word in forever, sitting around the office, do not become upset with your supervisor because you just ran your route hoping to go home in 7 hours in one unit, but there's still mail in the building. Be aware of that. And again, I'm going to read that section to you again, just so you hold on to that, and hopefully it will save you the trouble of becoming upset with the delivery supervisor who will not allow you to go home using the 701 rule because there's mail sitting all around that office. Because, again, carriers are not coming to work because of the situation, which means that's more work to be done by less people. And again, I'm going to read that paragraph to you again because I want you to understand that this is going to affect how the 701 rule is used by letter carriers. All delivery service supervisors are reminded that city letter carriers should not be excused under the 701 rule unless they have completed their routes and cannot be assigned to any available work in the same wage level. Please understand that part of the MOU.
Now, I'm currently putting together a podcast for our customer service sales and service associates. I guess most people who don't know any better still call them window clerks, but they're sales and service associates. And while we're on that, as I end my podcast, I want to ask the letter carriers a question, and that is, why do you still mark undeliverable standard mail as UBBM, undeliverable bulk business mail? You are aware that we haven't had bulk business mail in the post office in quite some time. Have a good day. Kenny Haas, just trying to spread information.